We are learning Masechet Menachos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, the last Amud in this Gevaldige Masechet Menachos, and we're starting 9 lines from the top, from Daf Kuf Yud. The first word on the line is Yizrach. We're starting right after that. In the Pasuk it says, in Yeshaya, it seems like this is the Pasuk, Metz Hashem, we have the Geula very soon. It says in the Pasuk, Hevi Omel Tzofoin Teini, Useimon Al Tichlo'i, hevi banai merochek, bring me my children from far, uvenoisai miksei aretz, and my daughters from the other side of the world. Now, banai and venoisai, Rashi explains that banim refers to people who are miyusheves, they're more settled. Mashenkin the kevois are not as settled. They have more anxiety, they're not so settled. So it says, bring my sons merochek, uvenoisai miksei aretz. So Amar Rav Huna, Elu Golia Shabavel Shadaitom Yosheva Selehem Kibonim, that the Viyabonim Erachaik is the Golis Bavel, where they're more Yoshev. Why the more Yoshev? Because there the Goyim treat them better. They respect them and treat them better. Ubenoisai Mekse Aras Eligosh Shah Rotsa Shain Daitom Yosheva Selehem Kibonis. They're not so Yoshev, they're not so settled because there the Goyim drive them crazy and make a lot of Xeris and a lot of different decrees against them, and therefore they're not so relaxed, and they can't serve Hashem the same way, and therefore the Goyim don't respect them and don't recognize Hashem as much. And like the next Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Rav Yitzchok, Amar Rav Chista, Amrila, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mitzur varet Kartigi, Tigni, from Tzur until Kartigni. Tzur is to the east, is to the west of Eretz Yisrael. To the west of Eretz Yisrael is Tzur, and Kartigni is from the east. So from these two places, between them, my Kirin Eretz Yisrael, they recognize Klal Yisrael v'Saviyam Shevashemayim, and they recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Mitzur Klapi Mayriv, but from Mitzur more to the west, for example, Mitzur, let's say, is somewhere, they say, is on the west coast of Lebanon. So going more west, let's say towards Spain, there they don't recognize Hashem. Mekartigni Klapi Mizrach, which means like east from Bava, like in India and China, they don't recognize Hashem. Emma Kirin Eretz Yisrael, first of all, not Makakal Yisrael. And they don't recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu either. And the Gemara is really explaining, the reason is because in those lands that were close to Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden were more Miyushev. Since they're more Miyushev, so therefore they got more respect, and then they respected the Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. They knew of the Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. Mashiach in the other places, they did not recognize Hashem. Eisver Rav Simi Barachia L'Rav. It says in the Pasuk that Kivim Mizrach Shem Hashem Avoya Godol Shmi Bagoyim. That from the east to the west, Gadol Shmi Bagoyim. So you see, Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is Big Baragoyim. Uvechom Makoyim Mukto Mugash Shmi Mechatayra. That's the pasuk says. It's a pasuk in Malachi. So you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is big bechop every place and all over from Mizrach Shem Hashem Avoya. Amalei Shimiata. Is that you, Simi, who's such a big Gadol Mataira? That's not Pshat in the Pasuk. Pasuk Gadol Shmi B'Goyim means the Korulei Elohad Elohad. They call them the God of Gods. So what does that mean? So Tzayin Kadoshim explains what it means is that they don't recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he is no Shaykhis. Maybe he created the world. It could be the maskim to that. But that's about it. And they hold that he's just like Pirish Minon Kaviyachol She'ina Mashkiach B'Tachtoinim. We have a lot of gods. He's the king of those gods. He gives them koyachem mshalah. So which is a type of avodah zarah, obviously. So it doesn't mean that God Shmi B'Goyim, that they really recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu that runs the whole world. They mean that he's the one who created our gods. It says in the pasuk b'chol mokoyim mukto mugash Shmi, that in every place we have people who are being makdir to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single place, it's only the Beis Hamikdash where you can bring Kabbanis. What does it mean that Hashem's name is big in all the Goyim, and every place there's people being makrim Kabbanis Takaris Baruch Hu, Mincha Tahira? What are you talking about? So the Gemara, Chomok Mesachat Aitach, Amarav Shmuel Rachmeni, Amarav Yerinshan, Eotim Yichabim, Ha'oiskim V'Tahira, V'Chomokim, they are Oisik V'Tahira V'Chomokim, and the Lakute Halacha is adds on the words in his girsa, it means that the Isik victorious hakabonos. It says, "Eil tam v'chachem ha'isik behilchus avoida v'chol makim." They learn the halachas of avoida v'chol makim. Mala ani aleim kilu maktir magishim l'shmi. It's kilu they are being makter carbon. Umincha Tahira. What does that mean? Zeh loimed Tahira b'Tahira. That's someone who learns Tahira b'Tahira. That's Lashon Tahira. What's called learning Tahira b'Tahira? Noise Isha v'Achel Amatari. First marries and then learns Tahira. That's called learning Tahira b'Tahira. We know already in Maseches Kedushin is Machlokes about that. Is it better to get married first or learn and then learn, or learn and then get married? Because Rechayim b'Tzavaroi v'loimed Tahira. So I entice this here that Bavarans that in Kedushin is Machlokes. And they say it depends where you are, where you live. So the pasuk says in Tehillim, Shir Amalis Hine Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Ma'im Dem Veis Hashem Baleilos. That are standing, they're doing avoda in Beis Hashem at night. My Baleilos, you can't do avoda at night. My Baleilos, or Rav Yechon Zeh Il Tamil Chom Ma'iskim Atayra Baleilo, who are learning Torah at night. My Le'aleim Akos Of Kilo Asukim Avodas. Kilo, they're doing avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. It says in the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, he sent a message to one of the non-Jewish kings, and he says that we're going to have kabbonis forever. Lo ilam zois al Yisrael. This will be forever on Klal Yisrael. It says in the pasuk there that hine and he bayin a bayis Hashem Hashem, I'm building Beis Hamikdash, and it says in the pasuk that this will be forever. So what does it mean that to be forever? What does it mean? Forever is there's Beis Hamikdash and a mizbeach forever? Om Rav Gidlom Rav ze mizbeach banui. There's mizbeach banu in Shemayim, and mechol sarah gadol oimid the makor v'leim carbon, and mechol sarah gadol, the big malach is standing and being makor a carbon on it. What exactly is being makor on this mizbeach? So interesting, Tosfos says that medrashos chalukim. What exactly the sarah gadol mechol is being makor on the mizbeach? Yes, we shall emer means the same shall tzadikim. He's being makor of the neshamas of tzadikim, whatever that means. Yes, we shall emer kavosim shalesh. It's like sheep of fire. So he says, now we can stamp shot when we dive in Shemoneh Esrei. He says, behind me in Shemoneh Esrei, it says in the pasuk, it says, V'ishe Yisrael usvilosam behera behavas kabo b'ratzoim. So it says, V'ishe Yisrael usvilosam. So svilosam, we want a kosh baruch to makabel. What ishe Yisrael? We don't have ishe Yisrael anymore. How do you touch the way you daven? We don't have ishe Yisrael. So it means that ishe Yisrael is brought every day or by Machal. So he says, it's Isha because they're doing it for Klai Yisrael. It's the Kabbalah of Klai Yisrael. Or means in the Shammai of Tzadikim, like Isha is even more, Kishmak Isha Yisrael. But he says, what do you do if you didn't know Taisvis? So he says, some say, V'yashayim b'yam d'kaya ad-le'el. V'hashav es avoid l'yuri secha, V'isha Yisrael, Kama, V'usilosa meher b'av es kav v'ratzon. That's all the way. So when you daven Shemesh, you have to have two pshatim. It's the altamites already. What's pshat in the ritzay? Is it v'hoshav avoid v'risecha v'ishe Yisrael kama, or v'hoshav avoid v'risecha? Return to avoid it. Then v'ishe Yisrael is v'losa meira. So you know in the song v'ishe Yisrael, it's not klar how v'ishe Yisrael lose v'losa. It's shaila how they learn that song klar, but it could be they learned that like the first pshat. I'm not sure, but. Because you know every song is there, not just a sing, it has to mean a tefillah. You have to know in the song exactly how it goes. But my says two pshatim and taisis when you daven, how to know? So Isha Yisrael is going backwards or from before or afterwards? Kavaldik. So the Gemara Vayit. So it says over here that the reason why it's called Ilmus Yisrael is because Michal is sitting there being mark of a carbon. Rabbi Yochanan has different shot. Amar ilu tmin lecham oiskim behilkas avoyu domal aleim ki akosu kilu nivda mikdash mili yameim. Rabbi Yochanan has different shot. He says that tmin lecham who are learning behilkas avoyu, that's the Ilmus Yisrael. That's where we have avoyu forever. We have kamaras forever because the tmin lecham are learning with sechta zvachim and menachis and kachim, and that's oiskim behilkas avoyu mal akosu kilu nivda mikdash mili yameim. Amar shlokish. Mike, what's right on the pasuk? It says like this: Zois haTorah laOila laMincha laChatas laAsham. So Rashi says, the Surah said, Zois Chukas haKabanas laOila Mincha laChatas. What's that Torah? What's Torah got to do with Kabanas? Zok the Gemara Shlokas says, Kol Oisik b'Torah Kilu Hikar laOila Mincha laChatas laAsham. Whoever learns Torah, it's Kilu is Makiv Oila Mincha laChatas laAsham. Amar Rava. He has a different diak. It says lit oila. Hi lit oila lemincha. Oila mincha mabayla. It says Zaysa Tyra. This is the oila the mincha. What's lit oila? What's lit oila? So it says oila mincha mabayla. Ela marava kol oisik b'tayra. Ain't it tzarech loy oila v'loy mincha v'loy asav. You learn Tyra. Zaysa Tyra. You learn Tyra. You don't need the oila mincha. So some darshan, how do you see that? Because it's lit oila darshan loy oila loy mincha. You don't need that. You have the kabbonis. You have the Gemara, or means le'oila means b'shvil. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns that from the le'oila means less than b'shvil. That zoyis ha'tayra is instead of the oila. Zoyis ha'tayra instead of the mincha. That's what it means. Now, the zevach tayit is busy. What's the nafgimim to Rosh Lakish's drasha and Rava's drasha? Same pasuk, the same thing. But one's dashing a little bit from the le'oila, one's from zoyis ha'tayra. But what's the difference? So he says that Rosh Lakish says that kol yisrael is ki'ilu hikriv. It's ki'ilu is always like not mamish. It's ki'ilu. It's like someone eats from a pidyon haben ki'ilu. He fasted pei dal tanesim. It's ki'ilu. It's not mamish. You know, you can't be yotze. You want an yom kippur. You'll eat some chas v'shalom. You're gonna eat something from pidyon haben. Not ki'ilu. You fasted. You didn't fast. So the point is that's ki'ilu. Here it's according to Rava, it's not ki'ilu. It's better. It's even better. He says it's better than the mincha, loyal mincha. It's better than that. You don't need the oil. You don't need the mincha. This is better. Learning Torah is better, extra than kabbonis, which is a very good thing. I mean, today we still have kabbonis. If you learn the Isaac, but Torah's avoda is kabbonis. Imamish, it's like you bring a carbon. That's the Indian of saying kabbonis for davening taka. Omer Rav Yitzchak. All these parashas start off v'zoyis haris achatos v'zoyis haris asham kol oisik v'teres chatos ki'ilu hikav chatos kol oisik v'teres asham ki'ilu hikav asham. It's all ki'ilu hikav asham. We have multiple drashas here to teach us this yisoy that learning hilkos kabbonis ki'ilu you brought a carbon. Zok the mishnah vayit last mishnah in the mesechta nema ba'olus behema. It says by olus behema you bring olus behema. It's ishei reach nechayach l'ashem v'olus oif. It says ishei reach nechayach l'ashem. Even though that's oif, it's less than a behemoth. Over mincha, yishu reach nechayach l'Hashem. Lo imaloch, echad ha-marbe, vechad ha-mamet. Say someone who does a lot, a big present, vechad ha-mamet, a small one, but vach yichav and libo shemayim. The ikkah is, you should have kavana l'shemayim. Omer Rav Zeira, micro, where do you see in the pasuk this idea that echad ha-marbe, vechad ha-mamet, yichav and libo shemayim? So right away, everyone jumps on Rav Zeira. What do you mean? We know. It's a Mishnah. The old Achrayim ask. The Mishnah says, because it says, Re'ach, everything in place. So there's different Terusim to the Kasha. So I want to answer that it says, Isha Re'ach Nechayach, Hashem accepts it, but who said it's the same level? You don't see it's the same level. They're all Re'ach Nechayach. Maybe it's different levels of Re'ach Nechayach. I in the Tzayin Kachem has a little different pshat, the Tzayin Kachem, but I in Shem, that he says maybe because Dafka Oshir that brings the Eilus Behemah as Re'ach Nechayach. But if Oshir brings the Oif, maybe it's no Re'ach Nechayach. Kamash Blon, Rav Zeira say yes. Om Rav Zeira, Maikra, what do you see this in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says like this, Mesuka Shnasa Oiveid Ima'at V'mharbe Yoichal. Which Pashupshah means that the guy who works, his sleep is much more Zis. Someone who works very hard and he goes to sleep, that's a good sleep. If it's a little, it's a lot. If he only can sleep 5 hours a night, but if he works hard, that's a good shvach of sleep. The rich guy who does nothing the whole day, his sleep is very shvach of sleep. That's Pashupshah in Kehelas, teaching us very important lessons. But we're dashing over here that a different type. V'shayis in Shnasa Oivid means that Avodas Karbonos is Mesuka, and he sleeps good, he's not scared of anything. Say if it's Ma'at or Harbe, he will eat the schar. That's what Darshan. Mesuka Shnasa Oivid, the guy that brings a small carbon, any carbon, Ma'at or Harbe, Yoichal, he will feel good, he will get his schar. Ravada Bahava Om Vahacha. The Pasuk says like this, Ravoisa Toiva Robo Achlaho, Uma Kishroin Lebailov. This is also a Pasuk in Kehelas. My kishron lebaleha ki imruus einav, and the way we darshan over here is like this. But rabois hatoyva, that is the kabbonis. But rabois hatoyva is the kabbonis. Says if you make a big carbon, rabo echla, the karam have more to eat. That's for sure. Rabo echla. But on my kishron lebaleha, what does Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol gain from it? There's no gain from it. Ki imruus einav. What he gains is if you do it l'shem shemayim, you do it l'shem Hashem. That's the ikur. Tanya, Om Rav Shim V'Nazai, Borei, Ma Kosu Parashas Kabonis. Shloi Nema Behem, Loi Keov Le'akim El Hashem. All the Pesukim always say, Re'ach Re'ach L'Hashem. What is it, Re'ach L'Chayach L'Akim? Re'ach Re'ach L'Keov. Why doesn't it say that? The Mashal explains it should say that. You know why? Certain Kabonis are Chata. So it should be Midas Adin. It should say Keov L'Akim, which is Midas Adin. Why does it always say Hashem? El Hashem. Shalite in Pisrin Pel about Din Lach like Venema is a person shouldn't say that Venema Bashar Agas Ishere Choyach, or if I dak Ishere Choyach, or Mincha Ishere Choyach, that it, so it says, you shouldn't say that The shar and the is for Hashem. The oif is for kale, and the mincha is for elikim. And you'll make this different reshuyas. That every reshus needs a different carbon. Ki'ilu chas v'shalom is different reshuyas. Therefore, it says nema v'shar agas ishurech Hashem uva'if adak ishurech Hashem uva'mincha ishurech Hashem loy malach echad amarbe echad amamet uva'at shichav v'shli b'lishmayim. That you have to have Libra Shemayim, and it's all Hashem, it's all the same, all the one Hashem, and every carbon you bring is all the same. Maybe because Baruch Hu needs Lachila, he should bring a big carbon because he needs Lachila. Chas v'shalom. Tam leima. The Pasuk says, M'erav, if I'm hungry, loy oimer loch, I'm not going to tell you to bring me kavanas. Well, I can at least save on Malaya. Hashem says, I own the whole world. If I was hungry, I didn't need you. Kavayachal, I don't need you, I have the whole world. The Pasuk says, I have all the chayas of the forest, behemoth, bahari elef. I have behemoths in the thousands of mountains. Yadati kol oif harim aziv sada imadi. I have all the oifis, all the fields are with me. I have everything. I don't need you. This is for you. The kabbalas are for you. The pasuk says, "Vayta oichel basar abirim, oichel basar abirim v'dama tu demeshta." That I can eat the basar abirim, the big meat, v'dama tu demeshta. Lo imarti aleichem zivchoy. I didn't tell you to bring a carb because you're talking about eser retzoyni v'eser retzoyni v'eser retzoyni. It's not like a deal. You're going to give me something to eat, I'll give you back shefa. That's how it works. It's all for you. Lo retzoyni atav zayivchem. You're not doing it for me. Lo retzoyni chem atav zayivchem. You're doing it for your good. For tzarech atzvachem. L'kayim mitzvosai, Rashi says. Shtei kaparo lechem akach. It's all for you. You should have a kaparo. Shenema. It says in the parasha, this week's parasha Emor, you can't bring or something as a baal mum. And the pasuk l'ritzoinchem, because it's for your rotzoin, if you want to appease Hashem, you bring a carbon that's a nice carbon. I, like the Mesil Sharm says in Parak Yates, a Karas Baruch Hu doesn't, you'll say to yourself, what is it, what type of carbon I bring? Karas Baruch Hu doesn't need my carbon, I have to bring a big, fat, nice carbon? She doesn't eat it anyway, it's not the, I can bring anything I want. So he says, no, it says, a Kela Kavod, a Karas Baruch Hu is the Kela Kavod. You have to bring something honor to a Karas Baruch Hu, it's an honor. And it's an honor to serve a Karas Baruch Hu. You have a nice esrig, it's an honor. Don't say, oh, who cares, it's a little mitzvah. No, that's the honor to show Zekele Maveu. So it says in the Pasuk, L'Ritzoinchem, Tizbachu, it should be l'ritzoinchem for your good. Dova acha, different shalom l'ritzoinchem. L'ritzoinchem tizbachu, l'ritzoinchem zivchu, which l'daitchem zivchu, which means it has to be l'ritzoinchem zivchu. L'daitchem zivchu means you have to know what you're doing. It has to be kavanda l'shem shchita. If I'm trying to cut something else and I cut and I shech the behemoth kachim, it's possible. It's called misasek. It's no good. I know that if someone is trying to cut a box and he cuts the behemoth, that the shechita is possible. That was Rav Huna's answer. I'm like, Zubi Adenu, who? I knew that, Joshua. But I want to know la'akev nine. How do you know that Mas'asek is ma'akev? Tamaloymar. So he answered him, the pasuk says, Tamalim, some have gears on Malayvin. L'ritzoinchem tizbachuhu. L'daitchem zofka. It has to be l'das. If not, it's a misasek. Hadrin aloch, harei alai sardum, slik aloch, mesechtes, menokos, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.